Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, we are learning more about Will and Jada and how long their entanglements actually really last.
I knew.
And you're happy there.
I see my vagina.
You want to be the badass, though, that laughs.
Host it! Host it! She fights!
I'm surprised that Cardi's freaking out so much because they have the same nails.
Never have I ever had sex in a doctor's office.
Sex at the doctor? Slide into bed with us starting right now. Morgan is off, but Hunter is here as always. And Heather McDonald from the Juicy Scoop podcast is joining us too. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Let's get into it.
Let's do it, you guys. Let's jump right in because we are learning more about Will and Jada and how long their entanglements actually really last, because Will just told GQ, quote, Jada never believed in conventional marriage, and for the large part of our relationship, monogamy was what we chose. But then he went on to say they gave each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way, and marriage, for us, can't be a prison. What did he just reveal?
Well, I mean, a lot of sex happens in prison. So I don't know that that should be a prison statement. I love this story so much. I was obsessed when it happened that she was boning the stepson's friend. Like, the whole thing was just so good. So I'm just like, bring it on. I want to know more about it. And I think they had their fun, but they're also like, I don't want to end my days with anyone but you. So we're good. Yeah. Like, I kind of love it.
Hunter?
That is a juicy scoop. have fun. I feel like there's way more open relationships right now than people are willing to admit.
Well, I think people are willing to admit it more than ever now. I feel like it's like a badge of honor these days. I feel like people don't hide open relationships at all these days. I feel like everybody's running around saying it. No?
Me personally, I think they're very hard to maintain. You know,
unless, like an open relationship.
Yes, a real open relationship.
You're married, right?
I'm married, and it would never work because, to be honest, I'm not great in the sack, and I don't need someone showing me up. Like, my husband.
You don't want the competition.
No, we've been married 21 years. My husband is happy with what it is. Yeah. And, you know, like, let's not tell him about the tricks that other women can do. I don't want to learn anything new.
You don't think he knows?
No, he doesn't know, and he's fine. Just don't, let's not bring it up.
All right, you guys, it does get juicier because Will also admitted to telling an intimacy coach that he wanted a harem of women. I don't know harem is the right word, but a couple ladies. He wanted some side chicks. He thought about Halle Berry.
Who doesn't?
And Misty Copeland. So I don't know if they were going to be willing participants, but that, I guess, was what he wanted.
I feel like the intimacy coach was like, yeah, everybody says that to me. Everybody wants to be in an open relationship with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong with your partner being attracted to other people, even telling you, I think this person is attractive, or having a conversation where you admit, like, you're not dead, you're just married.
With my husband and I, he's like the most non-jealous person in the world. So no, we absolutely talk about who's gorgeous and who's hot and what my favorite, like, fantasy. Mine has always been Affleck from The Town.
Ooh, yes! Because
he was like...
He was chef's kiss in that movie.
Because he was a criminal, but an excellent boyfriend.
Yes!
Like, it was really... It was hot.
That's ideal.
All right, let's move on, because Kim Kardashian may be good at a lot of things, but clearly Ice Bath Challenge is not one of them, because Kim attempted to do one with Courtney and friends at a Pusha event. She didn't last long.
All the way in, all the way down.
Nice attempt, I guess. Were you guys surprised at how little Kim left? I mean, everybody else stayed in there.
No, not surprised at all. Kim is at the point in her life where she doesn't have to start or finish anything.
Exactly.
She just doesn't have to do anything. Also, you would think with all the money in this frame, they'd be able to hire a better camera operator. Dude's shaky. He's shooting on a Nokia flip phone. I don't know what's going on right now.
I agree. And you know what? It's true. Because she's the sister. She started the family. And the other girls just appear to be, I think, just like either work for Push or are Courtney's friends. And they want to keep getting invited to the great trips and get invited to be and get a couple Instagram followers. So they're like, I got to stay in this cold tub.
You want to be the badass, though, that lasts. Like whoever was in that corner, in that far corner, they had their arms up, honey. They were relaxed. My ego probably wouldn't let me hop out. I would probably, like, that's what would keep me going. But I will say I hate being cold.
Miserable.
I don't like being hot either, so I like being comfortable.
It is.
Probably wouldn't last at either extreme. That's why I'm in LA.
It's not a fun thing.
It's not fun. You guys, we got to talk about Cardi B, because on the latest episode of Cardi Tries, she visited a wildlife learning center. But she had a little trouble following rule number one: remain calm and quiet at all times.
It's Eurasian Eagle Owl. I think one of you guys should pop on the glove and we should have a look at him.
I'm getting scared. Oh, stop! She bites!
So do me a favor, when we're interacting with her, let's just try to be like a little bit quiet and just be kind of chill.
If she try to fight you, I'll fight her with you. Chloe, stay still, Chloe, don't move. Don't move, Chloe. Chloe, she's not doing anything, Chloe.
About Cardi, but who is this instructor? Is this man for real? Is this an actor that they hired? Is this attractive working with
these
animals?
Gorgeous.
Not only is he handsome.
Not only is he real, apparently his name is Dr. Evan, which means he went to medical school to not know what to do with an owl. He did 9 years of not paying attention.
He could have let that owl hoo-hoo all over me, honey. That man is fine.
I'm surprised that Cardi's freaking out so much, because they have the same nails. She and the owl have the same talons that are very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And you'd think that she would, like, almost really connect with that thing.
I gotta go back to this guy, because you know who he looks like? He looks like Henry Cavill. He looks like Superman.
He's
gorgeous. Look at him. Doesn't he look like him? The Superman, y'all. Is he in Clark Kent mode?
He looks like Henry Cavill mixed with the bad guy from Titanic. What's that actor's name?
No, he does not look like Billy Zane.
He looks like Henry Cavill mixed with young Billy Zane.
Yes,
okay,
he does.
Young Billy Zane. Okay.
He's gorgeous.
Either way, he's fine as hell.
Yeah.
The owl did his thing.
The owl.
I don't care.
Nina's distracted by the guy.
He's so handsome.
But now you know how I feel with all the stories we talk about. Hard to talk about. I like that. They were like, the one thing, Cardi, you can't do is make, like, loud, weird noises. And Cardi's like, my whole career is doing that.
Yeah, it's screaming. Yeah.
You guys, let's talk about Rihanna's Savage X Fenty show, which was also over the weekend. I don't know if you guys got a chance to catch this. But a lot of people are talking about the show is body positive, not only for women, but for men. Take a look. Everybody singing now.
You need to shake it off.
Too much hair on your cho-cha.
Shave it off.
Come on, jump, smack your ass and break it off.
And if it's too hot for y'all,
you need to take it off.
In case you ain't...
I'm here for this. I need this to be. I am here for this, Hunter. Which outfit can we get you?
I don't know how I would look in any of those.
The one, that last one with the robe and the boxers, that was badass.
A long, duster, lacy robe and see-through.
That would be
Briggs
badass.
Is not
if you came
your style.
Out this?
Especially if you hold your junk like that, then you look
Get
look
you some
tough.
Chains.
Hey, it's not junk, I'll tell you. Nutritious. I don't know if I'm cool enough to do that. I feel like if I put that on, if I told my lady friend, I was like, wait right here, let me slip into something more see-through.
All right, guys, we have to take a break, but coming up, a reality TV couple goes on a dangerous ride. Plus, we love a guy with BDE, but what about one star who just took it too far? That's next.
Not good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys, we got even more housewives tea though. This time it's from Beverly Hills. Now the ladies were playing Never Have I Ever, and they got a little too much information about Kathy Hilton's love life.
Never have I ever had sex on an airplane bathroom.
Oh, girl.
I wish I had. I would have liked to, but I didn't. I never have.
All right. You we both did. The sisters did.
I'm a member of the Mile High Club, okay? But it was a commercial flight.
Never have I ever had sex in a doctor's office.
I'm back in the hospital, so I'll say
never. Not Kathy!
Kathy Hilton is a freak. Kathy's a good example of a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
I'm no freak. I'm adventurous.
Sex at the doctor?
Well, first of all, thank God it was with her husband. Otherwise, or I'd say, now I know where you really got your money. You sued your doctor. Like, who's having sex with your doctor? But I have a relative who is a doctor, and he had sex with his wife. They've been married for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get pregnant, and they had sex in his office on, like, you know, like Philips. You've seen, like, the word Philips, like, on medical equipment or whatever. Anyway, they named their son Philip.
No.
Yes, because they did. They got it.
Oh, my gosh.
See you Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank God it was there, not a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah. I have a very similar friend. My uncle is a doctor. They had sex in a doctor's office, named their child Syringe. Not the best choice, but it was everywhere in the room. I have never had sex in a doctor's office or an airplane.
An airplane is uncomfortable. I feel like
the
bathroom is so little. That's on a commercial flight.
Yeah, not what I would be worried about at all.
On a commercial flight?
No, I'd be stoked. I would.
You would do it. So you would have sex
with Kathy Hilton. I would do it for sure. Both of those options. Yeah, I'm waiting to join the Mile High Club. I think that'd be great.
I think that's all it is about. Like, I don't think anyone doing that is so horny that they can't get through the four-hour flight. I think they're doing it to say, we did it, or to show, like, your partner, I'm so sexy,
there's
I'm so adventurous.
Many clubs that you can be a part of. Why are people so concerned about this Mile High Club?
Yeah.
Be a part of the, you know, go be a part of the back alley club. Be a part of the sex in the club.
Or
backseat club. Like, why does it have to be this small? I think it's overrated.
It should definitely be one of those, like, let's not and say we did. Who's going to ever know?
No, I think it's underrated. I would know if I didn't do it. I would never lie about joining the Mile High Club.
You really need this to be part of, like, your bucket list?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, gosh.
Because here's the thing. There's, like, two times in my life where I'm still for 6 to 8 hours. It's when I'm sleeping and when I'm on a plane. Okay? That's a long time to not be doing anything. A man's mind wanders, and he would love to have sex with literally anybody on that plane.
Oh, my gosh. Let's move on, you guys. Let's talk about 90 Day Fiancé the other way, because Stephen is trying to spice things up, but he's not doing it in the bedroom. He's actually doing it on the streets of Turkey.
I was thinking we could just hitchhike there.
Oh, my gosh. No one is going to stop.
I probably hitchhiked in at least 5 countries.
What?
It's true. You kind of just, like, make eye contact with them and kind of do, like, a gesture like this.
Oh. Oh. I don't feel good about hitchhiking because getting in the car with strangers, it feels scary.
Yeah, it's an adrenaline rush, kind of. I'm just kidding.
You know, I have to say, he is one of the creepier people that we have seen on 90 Day Fiancé, and I've seen Big Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is weird, and I don't love the idea, like, if you want to hitchhike by yourself, fine, but you're putting your woman in danger, I don't like that. Like, because he's not protecting nobody.
But she's not in danger. She's got him. She's got Scoodly Poop.
Scoodly Poop.
Okay.
They taking him out first, baby. I mean, he can't fight.
Maybe this is Kip's way of saying, A, I don't have a driver's license, and B, I don't own a car.
I've only heard positive stories about hitchhiking, though, from, like, my friends and family. But then I realized nobody really tells you the non-positive ones.
Right, because they're not dead. Around. It's all right. Well, this Wednesday, the Circle crowns a new champ, and no one is more cocky than Nick, but he has a secret power that he has dubbed Big Nick Energy.
Look at that guy, though. Whoa! Ooh, ooh! All the ladies are like, oh my God, Nick, talk nerdy to me. Gotta assume that's Big Nick Energy. Hashtag. My lord. Damn, Nick, I like your smile. Your dog is cute. It's been a while since I've seen a guy who looks so cute. She took my Big Nick energy. Why you feeling need to throw shade at my flirt game? I'm a douche. Woo! I'm out.
I think that character, like that guy on the first season, that same like stereotype, he won the show.
Like, you mean that same kind of like...
The cocky dude who's always like, look how...
I think he's acting. I don't think this is how this guy acts in real life. I think he got cast and was like, this is how I'm going to behave on the show.
I just think it's time that we start teaching our kids to have less self-confidence. This is bad. Enough. Like, just come on. Not everyone is going to be a star. You're not it. Or if you want to get on a reality show, just act like you're completely have no self-awareness. That's the other thing. Like, that's probably what it is. What if he was honestly just like a humble, nice person? He's like, I'm going to act like I'm such an idiot that I'm going to be a star. They're going to talk about me on the nightly pop. Like, I'm just going to be such a weirdo.
I think this is bullshit. This guy is an MIT grad. He works for a big tech company. I don't think he acts like this in real life. I think he thought, I'm going to get on this show. I'm going to act a complete douche. It's like, I feel like this is an experiment. I think he's experimenting to see if he can win acting like this.
Totally.
That's what I think. I mean, I know the show is an experiment, you ask. But I'm just saying, I'm saying his behavior, I think, is completely... I think he's actually a nice guy. We got to find people that know him. Seth, let's find people that know him.
Yeah. The thing is, it's hard to be that douchey if you're really a nice guy. There's some underlying douche in there.
I'm a douche.
All right, you guys, coming up, we got to take a break. But which movie star broke up a happy couple? Plus, a girl's revenge on her cheating boyfriend is dead serious. That's next. As long as boys will be boys, we're here to lend some loving advice. It is time for
Relationship Trolls!
All right, first, nothing kills the mood quicker than a little fender bender. This 18-year-old took his date to a McDonald's and then parked in a secluded area before he tried to get it on. Unfortunately, the handbrake failed. The car rolled down a hill, then it flipped over. Nobody was hurt, but Brad has vowed never to have sex in a car again.
What if all they did was just, like, make out or go to second base, and now he's going around saying, I'll never have sex in the car again? And she's like, we never boned. We never had sex.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Like, I mean,
they were actually, when this happened, they were naked. So people had to help them. He did not have clothes on.
Maybe they did have sex. Sorry to her parents. It's embarrassing.
He's in a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, it's a tiny car.
I feel like those flip over quick.
Yeah, I don't even think they sell those in the United States. Ever.
And he wasn't drunk. He wasn't drinking. Like, he got tested. They, like, did drug tests on him.
Did they do a COVID test?
Yeah, they didn't do a COVID test. Apparently, you know, he's drug-free, just stupid.
Well, I don't know if that's stupid. I feel like there's a lot of people who would make that mistake. A lot of guys. Yeah.
And a Yaris.
Especially in a Yaris. He works at a supermarket. This is by far and away the most exciting part of his day. and he tried to get it done.
All right, you guys, next, it does suck to get cheated on, but when this girl found out about her man cheating, she decided to give him a printout of the messages that he sent to another woman.
Hey,
One of those. These were what? This morning? Okay, babe. Want to hang out this weekend? I miss you. You told her I died.
I love these so much. The next step should be is that she should fake her own death and do a Gone Girl and really screw up this guy's life. Because he deserves it. Oh my God.
Killing the spouse is very tricky because social media exists.
I feel like it's like the worst karma thing to ever. Don't lie. Don't even to get out of a job, don't even say your grandpa died. That no one, do not make up the fact that someone died. It is not good karma.
I don't feel like you believe in that. You kill people in a second.
I only kill people that are already dead. You know? That's the rule.
Okay, that's your rule.
Because then I go to the tombstone and I go, look, you know? They don't know how long that tombstone's been there. It's not like there's a...
Actually, I guess they do.
There is a date. Now I realize why this hasn't been working.
I've never been to a
grave site. Oh, my God.
Also, a rule that... an old relative did tell me is only put dead people names on your body because they won't disappoint you. A tattoo.
Oh, he was just about to tattoo my name on it, you know, on his body soon.
There's plenty of dead people named Nina. I could still do it. I'll just say it was one of them, you know?
Oh, God. All right, this next relationship issue only has Chris Pratt to blame. A woman claims her boyfriend has an intense, unhealthy hatred for the actor. He'll rant for hours about him. Apparently, he refuses to watch any of his movies. He even broke his Nintendo Switch when he found out Chris would be voicing Mario in the new Mario movie. Do y'all think, is this man okay?
Relax, it's not like he's everywhere.
Kind of is everywhere. To be fair, Chris Pratt is he's kind of like high fructose corn syrup. You know, he's in everything. You check and you're like, whatever, I'll still have
that's
it.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like when he was on, obviously, Parks and Rec, people loved him. He was like a breakout character. And then he got Guardians of the Galaxy and we're all like, wow, he's really good.
His character on Guardians of the Galaxy, I hate him.
Really?
I hate. I think I might be this guy when I watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, this guy. He's why Thanos didn't get killed in that movie. Can we talk about this? His stupid ass. All these people died because you mad? Sorry, but.
Maybe you should date this guy. You guys would have a lot to talk about.
Maybe I wrote this. I don't know. Yeah. But it's his fault.
You found the love of your life.
We had to have all these Avenger movies because of Chris Pratt's stupid-ass character.
That's a great point.
It's the truth.
That's a great point. Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, listen, that's all we have for tonight, Heather. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, you're doing stand-up,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv this week in October, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, right here in Southern California. Please come and see me and listen to
Yes! You guys go see Heather. Don't forget to set your DVRs. You got a whole list of things to do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.